hear it here from my mouth. If he is not the next Bachelor, I will cry.
I will write a letter. There will be many letters written.
It's the final rose tonight. It's the final rose tonight. It's the final rose tonight.
Can I steal him for a second?
Can I steal him for a sec? Can I steal him for a sec?
The Basic Bachelor Podcast with Emma and Kristen, where we recap all things basic and all things bachelor.
Hi, Ariana.
Hi, Kristen.
And hi, guys. Welcome to the Basic Bachelor Podcast, where we chat all things basic and all things bachelor. Yay. So you may have noticed there's a different voice here today. Woo. This is my very good friend, Ariana Valdez. She's joining me in the hot seat today.
Ooh, it's so hot.
And we're going to chat all things men tell all.
I can't wait.
I was so confused by this episode because we came in and Chris Harrison was like, we're about to do something we've never done. It was so crazy that we just have to show you what happened. And we went back to Greece and we watched Luke P come back. We thought we were done. And then he comes back and interrupts the rose ceremony, and it was quite a thing to behold.
It was an event.
It was, so Luke comes back. The guys have no idea, which I think is hysterical, that the producers were just like, we're just going to let this happen. Mm-hmm. We're not going to tell the guys. We're not going to tell Hannah. We're going to be horrible and just not tell Hannah.
That was so not right to Hannah.
I was so proud of her of how she handled it. Once the guys realized that Hannah had sent him home already, we saw them finally, like, swoop in. Because they were letting her handle it for most of the time, which I thought was great. What did you think about that?
Right. I liked that. I lived for the facial expressions. When they did the, like,
what? Yeah, I think it was Jed's face. It was like, the realization, like, what? Mm-hmm. Or are you talking about Luke's facial expressions?
No, the three guys. Yeah.
It was so funny.
The only other one, though, that bothered me was when Jed, under his breath, was like, thank God. Or like, thank you, God. And I was like, shut up, Jed.
Shut up, Jed.
Like, I don't like you either.
Yeah, all this stuff that we've been hearing about him. Exactly. My favorite part of that whole scene was when she was just like, okay, and like moved the table of roses past him. Because he just refuses to accept, like, I think Tyler was like, dude, no means no. Mm-hmm. Like, what is actually wrong with you? Mm-hmm. I think he literally said that too. Like, is there something wrong with your brain? Like,
yeah.
She said no.
I wrote down so many versions of no.
Yes, exactly.
How many versions of no does a woman have to, not even just a woman, a person have to say?
Yeah.
Before someone understands.
Listen, no, because he has to have the last word. He has to have the power. Ugh, and then we come back to the studio, and it's Luke P. in the hot seat with good old Chris Harrison. And Chris asks him, you know, many questions that we all kind of are wondering, but Luke seems to just never truly answer the question.
Which is kind of how he is on the entire season.
Right, we saw that with Hannah, like, can you give me something more than just, like, a prepared line? Mm-hmm. And so he's just, like, repeating the same four answers.
Mm-hmm.
And worrying about being misunderstood, but he's not giving correct answers to questions, and that's why people are confused.
Well, the thing is, he's not worried about being misunderstood until he actually does answer something, kind of, like,
and
directly.
Like,
and then they're like, wait, I don't like what you've said. He's like, well, no, wait, well, I wanna...
Yeah, let me clarify.
Let me clarify. It's like, okay.
Oh, my God. One thing I do have to say is, like, he came back and wanted, you know, he needed clarity on the... That's, like, such a huge word this season. It's such a buzzword for both Hannah and everyone. I need clarity on the situation. And Hannah's like, you know, you don't need clarity. Like, I only need clarity. And, like, you and I discussed this while we were watching the episode. Like, it is a relationship.
It's a two-way street.
It's a two-way thing of, like, yes, both people need, you know, to understand and closure on the situation. I totally understand that. In a normal relationship, that's how it is.
Mm-hmm.
But in this, like, Bachelor universe, it is really, like, the lead feelings are the only thing that matters.
Right.
but truly, like, the other person, whether it be bachelor and there's a woman or a bachelorette and it's a guy, like, they should be considered as well. But mm-hmm. in this, you know, I'm sorry, Luke, get out of here. And then, so while Luke's talking, all of a sudden, is it Devin? Is that his name? Yeah, I don't know. Devin, I'm not 100% sure.
Donovan.
Because I don't know who he was. Don he got Juan. Kicked off relatively early. Comes out for some screen time.
It's like, gotta get that time.
Can you imagine him backstage just like, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna go out there. Like, what did he say to a producer? Like, I gotta go or something crazy. And like, or is the whole thing planned to come out?
I can just imagine the guys backstage all like building each other up and being like,
yeah,
you go. No, you go. Yeah. Let's get him, guys.
Like, and then Luke turns to the camera and is like, to the men watching me backstage. And I was like, oh my. And he's like staring down the camera like he's looking into my soul. And with I was like,
intense eyes.
I can't do this. Oh God, it was scary. It's like, to the men backstage, when you come out here, be prepared to face me or something ridiculous. And like, geez. So then we get to the actual men tell all. We're finally here.
Kind of.
And the guys come out and Luke is like, first of all, let me have the first word.
Right. He's like, usual. So back to me after it's already been on me.
He did like apologize, I guess, but he just told Chris Harrison, which Mike brought up, that he wouldn't change a thing.
Mm-hmm. But so, then he backtracked again.
Yes.
He said that. And he's like, well, what I meant was, again, just, you are crazy. But Mike, I think, said it best. He said, I don't accept your apology. And I think that doesn't really necessarily mean anything to Luke. But he needs to hear that. Like,
yeah.
That just because you say sorry, it doesn't mean that people have to accept it.
Right.
It doesn't wash away what you've done or mm-hmm. how you've made people feel.
Right.
Because
I don't think people, I don't think, and I don't know, maybe Connor or someone was like, I don't genuinely think that you're sorry. Mm-hmm. I think you're saying sorry because that's what you think apologizing is. Mm-hmm. Is literally just saying I'm sorry and everyone's like, oh, it's okay. It's yeah. not. Like, you have to, I don't believe that you're genuine in it, and maybe if we start seeing some changes in you, maybe that was Garrett, said if we start maybe seeing changes in the future, maybe we can consider mm-hmm. letting, but also, like, I think they've all moved on. They're all gonna move on, and no one's gonna, like, have anything, I hope they don't continue this grudge with Luke when they're not even, like, around him ever again. Yeah. But we'll see.
Although, one thing, you just bringing up Connor reminded me, I did feel a little point of pity or sadness for Luke, because there is this, like, gang mentality against mm-hmm. him.
Yeah.
And honestly,
and Connor was like, F you.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's okay, Connor. Did you really have that much beef with
right,
the dude?
Like, he's just salty that his only date was him writing post-it notes. Like, I'm sorry, Connor. You're cute and you have a little baby face, but
It'll be fine.
You don't have to be mean.
You're 22 years old. Yeah, I know. I think about all the time, even when, like, I'm so upset with him and I know his actions are horrible and I don't ever want to be around him ever. But me as like, there is like a back, because I have a conscience. It's telling mm-hmm. me to, like, don't be mean.
Right.
Like, but I think it's hard when you're in such close quarters. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you feel this camaraderie with the other people, like, oh yeah, he's horrible.
Yeah.
So I feel bad, but I don't. Like, sorry, not sorry, Luke. But that being said, cyberbullying is not okay.
No.
Ever. And people are all over it. But also being said, misogynistic, crazy men are not okay. So that's where I'm going to stand on that. So then Luke finally leaves and joins his seat with the other men.
Hmm.
And we get to, Chris is like, Mike, first of all, Chris Harrison is in love with Mike.
I saw him, I'm just like, oh, my next bachelor.
If Ooh. He's not the next, you will hear it here from my mouth. If he is not the next bachelor, I will cry.
I will write a letter.
There
will be many letters written.
Like,
he
truly,
must be.
I love him so much. I think they're setting him up for it. Uh-huh. My only concern is that if we do see him on Bachelor in Paradise, but if we do, we know the past two. We've got Nick.
Right.
And not past two, not Ari, but Nick Vial and Colton were both on Bachelor in Paradise. So that's not really a thing anymore. We never know what's going to happen anymore.
You never know.
But I would like to put my money on Mike. If it doesn't happen, I will be VV sad. Only if he's like in love with someone, then he can be in love with someone.
Mm-hmm. But if it weren't him, who would you pick out of this current season?
I don't
season?
Know. Peter, probably. I know I've said, I'm like yelling at the microphone. I know I've said that I don't want Pete. Peter, because he's so much like Ben Higgins in my mind. But, and I love Tyler C. I love him to pieces. I think he's very forward thinking. I'm just not sure I could handle his like, yeah, bro. Yeah, totally. Awesome. Like, as every response.
Yeah.
Like, he's got that kind of like Florida laid back kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure I could watch that for 15 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, Pilot Pete's cute.
Yeah.
He's someone who was kind of bland to me.
Yes.
And I've heard people reference to him as Amanda Bynes in She's the Man.
That's kind of remind me of that.
There was even a moment in a past episode where he's showing her the plane.
Yes.
And he says something about Gouda, and that is a direct line in the movie. Like,
yeah.
I like Gouda or whatever. And I couldn't stop picturing Amanda Bynes. But he's adorable, and I would look forward to finding out more about his Cuban and German
yes.
mix.
Yeah.
Myself being half Cuban, I'm like, oh cool, amazing. I love seeing a little mixed man.
That's so
up
fun.
There.
Because they speak both languages in that
yeah.
house, what it looks like.
Yeah.
So now he's like trilingual. Like, damn. And he flies planes and he like works for Delta. Like, he's not just like flying planes because he's rich. He's flying planes because
right.
like that's his actual job. He might also be rich. I don't know.
I mean, hey.
So, I don't even know what we were talking about.
So we were talking about Bachelor
oh, Mike.
For
okay.
next year, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mike.
Okay. So then we get to Hannah joins us looking so good.
She always looks
always everything. She wears it. I loved everything except for the bun with the two dangly hairs in
the
front.
Tendrils.
I don't that one I
was
a miss.
It was a little 90s prom.
It was a little miss,
you know.
But that's okay. I'll forgive her. she comes out. They kind of talk about Luke a while. Of course.
More.
God, we
Luke
could
P
God
time.
Forbid we talk about literally anything else. And then he kind of opens it up for whoever wants to talk, and Mike talks first to her, and she's like, I'm sorry. And he's like, please don't apologize. Like, I loved that moment, and it was so genuine of, like, you don't have to apologize for your feelings, but I just wanted some idea of, like, where it came from. And then Garrett spoke to her, and she was just like, I believe you. I think he was like, I was just hurt because you chose him over me.
Yeah, well, and that's something that Jed kind of alluded to as well.
Yes.
And all of them, it's all about this competitive man thing. Like,
yeah.
Oh, you picked this guy over me, or why
yeah.
would you still be with him when I'm here? And
I think it was just escalated this time because of how different the Luke P scenario is.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is like, she didn't see it. And I love that she kind of admitted, like, it was the closest thing from to like love at first sight. And I let it kind of play out longer than I should have, but
it was lust at first sight.
Yeah.
Because I will say, the very first time I saw Luke P, I was like, ooh, how did she not pick him?
Yeah.
When she ended up picking Cam for that first like rose
oh,
that she
right.
created.
Right, right.
I'm like, why didn't she pick the hot one?
Right.
Luke is hot. He's a great looking guy, but
right.
looks fade after you get to know somebody and you see that they're cray cray.
Yeah. So also we skipped over, of course, Mr. John Paul Jones. That horrible hair moment. Oh, my God. First of all, it's so contrived. Like,
planted.
That had to have been a planted actor in
yeah.
the audience. And she's
with
like,
scissors.
Can I cut? I just brought them with me. Can I cut? Which that would never happen in
can
2019.
You they
I'm bringing
in
this massive thing of scissors through security.
Like, skip the metal detector.
Absolutely not. fucking crazy ass girl coming in with these scissors. Oh, it's fine.
No.
Cuts a lock of his hair. He's coming to paradise.
Yeah.
Cool.
And there's going to be nuggets. There's
nuggets.
Going to be
nuggets
in paradise.
Nuggets
and
into
nuggets
the audience. I was jealous. Those nuggets looked good. They looked like McDonald's nuggets.
They did.
Do you think McDonald's is like a sponsor of The Bachelor?
No, because if they were,
we would have known.
Insert Halo top type thing.
Oh, yes. The Nick Viall Halo top ads, which I'm kind of here for. I love them. I'm always living for them.
Clear product placement.
So, yeah. And at some point, Luke leaves. Literally, they're during
a commercial break.
They're like, okay, yeah. And 10. They're like, 5, 4. Luke exits. And, like, Chris Harrison's face was like, and Hannah's face was like, what? And he just left. No explanation. I did read an interview that had happened after Men Tell All where someone was like, so what happened with Luke? And he was like, I truly have no idea. Like, I guess he had a plane to catch or something. But I remember, like, we were coming back from commercial and he just stood up and left and... that was the end of it. To be honest, I feel like I probably would have left too.
Yeah. That was
because it had to be so uncomfortable to sit there.
I also read somewhere today that that interview with Luke, though it seemed like it was only 20 minutes on our screen,
2 hours long.
2 hours, yeah. That,
can you imagine?
That's a long time to be.
And they only showed us those clips. So how many? Oh, the funniest part to me was we were watching it and you were kind of wandering around the room and I was watching it. And every time he'd take a pause, you were like, is it buffering? Is the internet off? And I was like, no, it's just Luke taking the longest time to answer a question. I kept being like, answer, hello, are you alive?
Seriously.
So crazy. I'm sure studies will be done for years on that interview. I want to see the non-edited 2 hour version.
Oh, I don't. I can't imagine being one of those audience members. I would have been screaming, give me chicken nuggets. I need more.
No wonder they wanted those chicken nuggets.
I'm
were hungry.
Hungry.
They had been there since lunch. It's dinner time.
They're starved.
Oh my God. I can't imagine. And then we get bloopers. I love bloopers. They were pretty good. I always want more.
My favorite was Hannah falling.
Falling in the chair. Did the chair break? Do you think it fell off a platform?
I don't know. It looked like they were trying to set it up and she was just like.
And then it fell.
Yeah.
Anything else that I missed?
Oh gosh.
I think we talked about a lot of it. I don't think so. Oh, then we saw the good old Bachelor in Paradise trailer.
Yeah,
we saw some more faces in the trailer than we've seen so far.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a good old Ferguson twin coming back. I think it's, I don't know which one. One of them's dating a hockey player. One of them is coming on Bachelor in Paradise. You don't remember them, you said, right? Because you didn't watch their season.
Yeah, I haven't watched Bachelor in Paradise yet.
Oh, we're watching it!
Yes, I'm going to be watching it for the first time.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Season. Yes.
But I'm looking forward to seeing Demi, especially with that little
drop. Yeah, no one knew. I mean, maybe people knew.
Well, like, I don't know her personal life, you know? I never thought to ask, do you like women? Do you like men? I just assumed that she liked men.
Right, because she was on Colton season. Can you imagine? She came on to date Colton, this, like, super religious... like, virginal man, and she's also into girls.
Your loss, Colton.
Yes, exactly.
No, that's stupid. But
it looks like she actually hooks up with a guy in Paradise, too.
Right, and there's maybe a point of contention.
Yes, maybe she just doesn't know yet, which is fine.
Which is
we're gonna watch it.
Fine.
I will watch it those 12 days in Mexico are really some big 12 days.
Either way, love is love.
I can't wait to see who this girl is that she's...
Do you think it's somebody that we expect it to be? Is there somebody like...
Oh, is it? Do you think it's someone else in Bachelor Nation? I do know what it is. I don't want to reveal it.
Okay. No spoilers.
I do know who it is.
Okay, don't tell me.
So, anyway, it looks good. Lots of man crying.
JPJ.
JPJ is crying. He's like, weeping. I can't do this, man.
It sounded like a laugh.
I don't know what I'm doing.
He's like,
I gotta get out of paradise, man. And then we've got Dean with his horrible mustache.
Woof.
And who else? Who's the other? Oh, Blake is crying a lot because it says in the thing he's in like a decadon of women. And then what's even is that 10? Decadon?
Yeah.
Must be. That's a lot. That's December, all the women.
Wait, that's 12. I don't know.
I don't know. Then Hannah G's In a Triangle. I can't wait. It's truly, I'm like, as much as I know the end of Hannah's season is about to be cray cray, mm-hmm. I'm always ready for Bachelor in Paradise. So we'll see.
Looking forward to it.
We'll see. Maybe we'll have to have you on again.
I would love to be back on.
All right. Tell everyone where they can find you. Social media.
Oh, yeah. You can find me at Ariana Valdiva on pretty much all social media.
All right, guys. And you know you can always find us at The Basic Bachelor Podcast on Instagram. On Twitter, you can find us at The Basic BP. Tune in next week for the historic and dramatic finale. Of The Bachelorette.
Dun, dun, dun.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to The Basic Bachelor Podcast with Emma and Kristen. See you next time.